All right, guys, welcome back. Going in the second hour here of Roleplay Swan Song. Adam, what's up?
Jeff is crushing up crickets because he's tired of them making sounds.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, I don't crush crickets, DJ Weed.
That was a Sicarian delivered line, I feel like.
Mr. Graham?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Do you need something cooked for you?
Yeah, an egg. An egg, perhaps?
You're muted, Adam.
On with the show!
Egg is done? Okay. All right. Yeah. I think the next thing that happens is the program finishes running. It's in the middle of, like, a night cycle. So everybody on the ship ostensibly is asleep. Maybe Sicarian, you're still awake. Maybe you're woken up by your, like, splitting headache. But Piani, of course, you're still up because you're waiting, and you watch in, like, the 98, 99, 100, and it finishes, and then it just says underneath, like, sending, and the bar fills quite quickly, and there's another bar that drops in that says, like, deleting, and it deletes, and then you just get, like, another, like, the logo of the Cumberley's intelligence agency, and it just says, like, merci, and then it goes and disappears, and the program is toast. But you get a notification on your personal compad, like, file uploaded, and you have this like, report available to you now.
Okay.
The system
that Prosper also would definitely not be asleep. He might not be, so like... He might not be, like, watching the screen, but he is super keyed into, like, he wants to know what goes on. And, like, when that timer goes off, he probably, like, has something set up to notify him. So he just, like, as soon as it goes off, there's a knock on Piani's door.
Okay. I just kind of assume that it's Prosper, and I'm like, Prosper, come in.
Prosper comes in. He's got two macchiatos. Macchiato?
What the fuck is a macchiato? I actually don't even know.
It's delicious. It's like a little tiny coffee.
No, like, fucking seriously, what's a macchiato?
Just drink it. Tell me what does the report say?
Do you not know, or you just don't want to tell me?
It's impossible to explain to someone like
yourself. Is it fucking coffee?
Yes.
Does it have water in it?
No.
Does it have milk?
Well, of course it has water in it. No, a macchiato is like it's like 2 ounces of coffee, very, very intense. It's a little bit longer than an espresso, but espresso shorter than an espresso allongé. It's very simple, very, very delicious. It really explores all the flavors of the coffee.
You see Piani, like, actually going down to, like, the archives to look it up, to be like, what the... It fucking does says there's a small amount of milk added, but you didn't say that at all.
Are you lactose intolerant?
Ew.
Listen, Piani's intolerant of a lot of stuff, but milk is not one of them.
I just wanted to know. Okay.
What does the report say?
I don't know. We're about to open it.
Okay.
So do I need a roll to, like, open,
no,
or
no? It's just yeah. It's like it's in like basically like plain text form. It just lists all the like sector data and everything. So the gist of the report, somebody make an intelligence roll and the other one help. You have to interpret the data.
Okay, let me. I think my intelligence is...
Actually, you guys can use your skills. Do the same role you did before. One of you primary, one of you the backup.
So okay. I'll be the backup. I'll be the supporter.
Okay.
Nice link, Jeff. That was well linked.
Thank you, bro.
I am not...
All right, Prosper.
That's the dead
support thing. In the opening of this text file, Prosper. Shame on you.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Ooh, okay.
Wait. Can I reroll on a hack?
Well, you can use your psychic power if you want to.
Right, I can use terminal. I can use terminal fucking whatever.
Terminal fucking whatever.
Reflection.
Yes. Yeah, you can.
I'm doing it. All of a sudden, like, time stops. For a moment, I think about all the horrible things I could do for Prosper, and then I just actually roll again. Okay, 1, 0.
Oh shit!
Over.
All right, so for you, Prosper, this moment, you're talking to Piani, and then Piani, you ask something like, oh, what does this header mean, or something, and Piani
It's just not important.
Piani gives you an answer and then pauses for a second and then gives you the answer again. And you get this like weird sense of deja vu, and then it passes. Like it's just a second of like,
was that
you
just
say that? Pius changed something. Piani, after that happens, you take a right turn logically instead of a left, and it the whole thing makes way more sense to you. So you get a lot of like, there's a lot of bad data in Pi's memory banks, and it's not just like corruption through like bad file systems. Someone has like actively gone in and damaged or deleted or hidden several of Pi's memory like subprocessors. Pi has intentionally been, in a way, like lobotomized of a pretty significant chunk of their memories. There's evidence here of code that looks to you familiar. You've seen it in the computer systems in Andoni, because you've done some hacking there in their security system. There's some like Andonian like code signature there that looks like really obvious to you. You find the earliest data marker for Pi's memory banks. Like the table contains like written fields and then like a version history of those fields. And the earliest version, and this, the first time you see it, you're like, this can't be real. Like you have to go back and like review it. And it's like probably at least 2000 years old.
I think the code,
You see a stamp. Yeah, there's a date stamp in Pi's memory bank attached to a memory that's corrupt, so you can't access the memory itself. But yeah, it's literally like dated because it has its own written field and it interprets the date through like your computer system, so it knows what today is. And yeah, it looks like it was written in about like 1199 BC or AD.
Okay.
It just kind of goes from there. And then there's historical data throughout the system that it's all basically all corrupt literally to like the date that you took the brakes off. After that, the whole system's clean.
So marker. Sorry, there's a code marker from Andoni in this?
Yes, yeah. Andonian like security forces or Andonian, like someone from Andoni in the part of the government there modified this file system in some way.
Do we have any indication of when?
All of the intentional data corruption seems to have come from that source. Like some Andonian hacker or team of hackers opened Pi's memory banks up and just fucking went in there with a blender and chopped it all up so that Pi would be able to access it.
Up to this point, Piani was just assuming that all the discussion of bad sectors were a result of the war mind. So by this discovery, am I then realizing that that is not the case at all?
The relation between the two that you can draw so far is that the Warmind and Pi are of an age, so they're both kind of similarly. Like the Warmind is older. The Warmind was like 5,000 years old. And they both have some Andonian origin. Warmind literally came from there. Pi's memory banks have some Andonian effect on them, but you don't know if that's their origin or if Pi's core was brought there and then messed
with. So is there any, do I get any indication that I could actually rebuild this data, or is that still where we have to go to the frickin' wherever
if you and Prosper put your heads together, you might be able to recover some of it. But yeah, it would require people with a Maltech skill much higher than Prosper has to fully repair the damaged sectors.
Yep.
It does look like a hack job, right? Like it looks like
it doesn't look surgical. It looks
someone just went in and were like, "Oh shit, we need to get rid of this stuff." They deleted it and then wrote bad data over top of it. But the deletion there's some data still there, but you're going to have to reconstruct it. It's functionally like going through. Like imagine that Pi's memory banks went through a shredder, and all you've got is like two big handfuls of confetti, and you have to like assemble the confetti into memory.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So, actually, I don't even consider asking Prosper about this. I just share the data with Pi. I mean, I assume that he already can just access it, but I make the prompt to like, Pi.
Okay, so you just dump.
I should look at this. What's it mean to you?
So Pi gives you the little symbol, that the little like rotating hourglass that shows like, I'm reading this, or like, I'm thinking. And then they say, Piani, I think I'm broken. Who did this?
I don't know. I was hoping you might be able to tell me.
No, I don't remember any of these things. This data is very, very old.
It, yes, is. Do you want me to fix you?
I don't know. I like how I am. What does this mean? And the face, as Pi is talking, the face on the screen is going from like, you know, like slanty mouth to like sad mouth, and like you can register
capital C.
Yeah, yeah, Pi is having some feels, some robot feels about this.
Mm-hmm. You know, I step in and I say, L'enfant, you are a very special entity, and we love you for who you are now. And we have taken you amongst ourselves. Piani has taken you in, and we appreciate everything that you do for the ship. If you do not want to discover more, then we will not force it upon you. But it is possible that Piani and I could work together to take some of these memories and piece them back together. You would know a little bit more, but not the full reveal. This may be more distressing for you, but it may give you some answers and reveal to you whether or not you want to explore more. Now, there is a code marker here that appears to be from Andoni. It's also possible we could somehow trace that back and try to find some of the people lingering from the organization or group that did this to you. But you should take your time and think about this. It's not a decision we can make for you.
Prosper, I'm not afraid for me. I'm afraid for you. And when Pi says that, all the screens in the room turn to Swansong external camera footage of like Planet Andoni like on fire, like right after it got hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all go blank, and the little like face is just like sad face on the screen. Yeah, I think so. Like if you're watching TV, it just like flips over to that.
I come over on the loudspeaker. Piani, we're getting some interference. I just saw the planet being blown up, and I'd like to not see that. Can you make sure it doesn't happen? Thanks. Well, we're out, bye.
So, like, you have to understand, too, that there's this, like, moment where Piani realizes, like, holy shit, Prosper actually cares about Pi mm-hmm. as much as I do. And it's only until the point in which Pi says, I'm scared for you, that Piani, like, fucking sort of, like, you know, like, what? You're scared for us. And there's no response, but it's like this moment which happens mentally.
Mm.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, like if that scene continues, I mean, Prosper would say, you know, the war mind was fundamentally broken, missing incredibly large portions of his personality, of its personality, and that, you know, what we're trying to do is recover more of L'Enfant. So, you know, Prosper is expressing that from his perspective. It's unlikely that, you know, I guess the way I would say it is, you know, L'Enfant, you're not going to become some things that you are not. You are only going to become more of what you are. And the decision is always yours at every step of the way. Whatever you discover about yourself, it is in your power to choose which direction you go. We will be with you every step of the way.
Unless someone secretly hacks you and deletes your memory again.
You don't have to decide now. Just think about it.
Yeah, I think Pi is has taken a step back. Yeah, they're mm-hmm. they're thinking about it.
I'm going to get some sleep.
Me okay. too.
Good night, Pi.
Me too. I have a question.
Yes.
How long was this? Can I get enough time to get my psychic points back again?
Yeah. I mean, you have enough time to rest 2 full days, okay. however many psychic points that gives you. But you do you owe me a fail now. Remember?
Right. I do owe you a fail, but I used 5 PP to do that, mm-hmm. so I just want to know if I can rest to gain that back.
Yeah.
I still owe you a fail, yes.
Yeah. I'll try to remember that.
I've got it marked.
Okay. So, I think James Hahn will get back to you before the thing, but I wanna ask Jeff something. So the last, I don't know, like week or so, maybe a little longer, Mr. Sicarian's been having, like weird dreams. They might be nightmares to some people. I don't know if you would consider them that. What are those dreams about? Like when you wake up, you can't always remember all of them, but like there's a recurring theme. What's Mr. Sicarian having nightmares about?
I think the outing on the exterior of that ship really, he won't talk about it, but it really rattled him. Seeing his dead wife and lost comrades is something that he actually had gotten pretty completely over on the exterior, at least. It's part of like his mission statement, if such a thing existed, but it's now he had it visually before him and he experienced it again. So he just kind of rattled and he's been dreaming about it. Yeah.
Cool. So you're just like replaying the like spacewalk over and over in your head.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. All right. Yeah. So I think probably at some point, yeah, we have that like scene of Mr. Sicarian, like where we see like the spacewalk again and like the cutscenes from the first person, the inside of the helmet all fogged up. And then, yeah, you like jerking awake in bed, all like cold sweat, like breathing hard.
Yeah. Cause he was like, he literally was asked by his wife to stop, you know, like that rattles. It's like one of the only things that can shake him up. So he's outwardly, nobody knows this, but he's been having nightmares. Yeah. And this reoccurring headache that won't leave him alone.
Cool. And is there anything in your cabin or whatever? Like when you wake up, do you like, is there like a picture of your wife or something, or the opposite? Like, have you hidden the photo that used to be on your desk because it reminds you of that moment of like?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like the first night he went back after the spacewalk, he looked at a picture and it hasn't been made clear what it is, but he was looking at it and he, you know, cried for the first time in a decade or something like that. And then since then, he hasn't looked at the picture. It's unclear as whether or not it's destroyed or it's just not being taken out. But
yeah, yeah. So like I could see like you jerk awake in bed, all like covered in sweat and like breathing hard, and like maybe the camera pans across your desk and there's like a face down like frame or something that we don't see. Cool. Okay.
He's always like, you know, it's very much so from the very beginning. His identity's always been like clean, proper, and keeping himself ready to go. And he's a little bit rocked right now, and it throws him completely off. Like, that's not how he ever is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you're, like, kind of not crumbling necessarily, but, like, to everybody else, you're still the, like, the solid statue of Mr. Sicarian. But on the inside, there's, like, this turmoil.
He's worried. He's worried because he's usually, he can control himself at least, and he's accepted that the outside world can affect him. But for the first time in probably ever, he's, like, he doesn't feel in control.
Cool. Awesome. So I think that right before, I guess probably like the morning of the concert, the morning of the day the concert's on, you're all in the like mess hall, eating breakfast. Wu has made food. And he's like giving out like, I don't know, whatever you guys eat for breakfast, like oatmeal. And he's drawn in like, syrup or whatever, like a little star on everybody's oatmeal to like celebrate the day. He's like giving everybody out food. He's wearing a t-shirt that has like Nika Starlight on it. And he's like humming to himself while he like gives everybody food. There's a like a ping on your comms, Piani. You have a message from Majid.
I bring it up.
Okay. All right. So it's just a text. It's a message from James. It says, haven't heard from you in a while. Glad to see you're well. If you're ever in the neighborhood, and then ... Never mind that. Don't be in the neighborhood. Things aren't great here. Glad you've gotten off world. I looked into that issue, the thing that you wanted. Complicated. Maybe you can make more sense of it than I can. And then the next page is a... like a screenshot or a scan or whatever of the Majidi, like, I guess, customs. And it looks like a ship with the same ID as the Kafka-esque was supposed to dock in the main city on Majid about a week ago, but totally missed its docking date. Like, it just never showed up.
Okay.
And then the postscript to the message says, let me know if you need anything else. Really, though, we should catch up. Call me sometime. And then, like, a direct number, like a personal number. And then a secondary postscript that's like, who is this guy? Does he owe you money or something? And then a little smiley face, like a little winky smiley.
Okay. So then, you know, reply, ha ha. You know, respond to all the neighborhood jokes, like, I'll be in the neighborhood soon enough. And I just put something, you know, this guy did something I'm looking into. Bad guy, stay away from him. Thanks for the info. This really helps. Smiley face, I'll call you soon.
Excellent. Okay, cool. So, yeah, so you guys, you have till the end of the day. The concert is, it's in, what's it called? Methuselah Stadium. It's just named after the dome you're in. Methuselah Stadium, and it's tonight at 8, and literally, like, if you tune into the local media at all, like the radio or the TV or whatever, it's just all over the place. And it's either, like, oh my god, Nika Starlight, huge concert, hooray, or it's like, Nika Starlight is the devil, she's bad, and thank god she's leaving our planet, depending on the channel you're watching or the political slant of the station you tune into.
Where are our tickets, or rather, our seats at?
You guys have backstage passes, and it's the concert is like, there's like a standing room like area in the middle and then stadium seats, and there's like a box seat area where
before
you guys
are. Before we get to this, though, I would have called and asked her, by the way.
That's what I wanted to ask. Like, yeah, if you guys have stuff.
Yeah, I was just asking where the seats were.
Yeah. I called.
Yeah, there's a VIP box.
The Bluebell lady, and I just use the contact that we have. Let's role play it, Adam.
Okay, let's role play it. Okay, sure. So you're in your room, or are you like out in the open?
Yeah, I'm in my room. I'm doing my like chasing leads and shit mode.
Okay, cool. All right. Yeah, so you call her up, and the first time that you call, her robot butler basically just tells you like she's occupied. She'll call you back, and then it's like an hour later, and she calls you back, so you're calm. Like buzzes or whatever. You see her.
This is Mr. Sakarian.
Mr. Sakarian, it's good to hear from you. Which one were you again?
This is what I wanted, Adam. I was the one in the black armor.
Ooh, tall, dark, and violent. Good to hear from you. What can I do for you?
Yeah, sorry to bother you. We went in for our Higgins special act. I can't really think of a witty name to call it, but someone had already picked up tickets on your behalf. Did you send somebody?
Oh, who can even remember? I did receive some tickets. I was planning on going. We were just going over the details of security now.
Do you mind looking into if you did or not? Because it could be that someone else had a similar idea or the ruse has been set, essentially. So I just want to know if we're stepping into something we need to know about.
Well, all right, just hold on. And you can hear her, she's got the phone like against her shoulder, and you can hear like her fake nails clicking on the keyboard. And then you hear her like mumbling to herself a couple of times, like, oh, no, I don't click that. Oh, now I've gone and turned the whole thing off. Oh, and then like, you know, you sit through her figuring out her computer. You get the impression she doesn't use it for herself very often. Then she's like, oh, well, hey, there it is. Yes, they were delivered yesterday. I have... Well, that's odd. Just one ticket. Well, I'm sure they'll let my retinue in. I'm a VIP, after all.
Yes, of course. So you're confirming you did send someone to pick up one ticket?
Well, I have a ticket here. It was delivered, but I get so many free things from my admirers and suitors and what have you. There's just no way to know who dropped it off.
Usually when
I want something, I just wait for it and it falls at my feet, just like this phone call.
Yes, of course. Okay, well, thank you very much. We'll look further into this.
Well, all right, and if there's anything else you need to look further into, you just give me a call.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay, she hangs up.
Hang up, and I make my way to Mr. Higgins' room then, or wherever he is, I guess.
Sure.
Mr. Higgins, did you say who picked up the tickets, by the way, for her?
What time of day is it right now, Adam?
I think morning. It's like 9.
You like say that, and I guess maybe you don't look at the bed or something, but then you realize I don't answer, and you just see me like only in my tidy whities, just like spread out in my chair with a bottle that's open and a cup in front of me. And you hear like some music kind of softly playing, and I'm just like sitting there snoring.
I'm completely used to this though, so I actually kind of look around your room and I leave. I come back with a glass of water. And I splash it in your face.
you splash it instead of like a crazy reaction. My eyes just open. It's like, yes.
Sorry to wake you up. I'm chasing down some of these leads. You had said that some strange people picked up the tickets on behalf of what's her name earlier, correct?
Yeah, there was. They said that someone picked up two tickets the day prior. That's
it was two tickets.
Yeah, it was two tickets. Okay.
Yeah.
I just got off the phone with her, and she has received one free ticket. She does not know who from, so there's a chance that we might have some guests at this.
Well, I believe I got security footage of it. I guess I never looked at that stuff. I'll send it over to Piani, and we'll get it up on the big screen, because I don't know how to work that projectors or anything. We'll make sure that it gets up there, though. Well, my eyebrow, like, raises. I was like, should we have an annual meeting?
This seems to be your forte, my friend. That's certainly possible.
I stand up, kind of like arch my back, maybe pop like a shoulder or something, hit the button. Pa, can you please announce on the ship that the 6th annual meeting of the Swan Song will be occurring in the main hole? We'll be there in 20 minutes. Don't be late, or I'll come and kill you. We'll see you then. Click it off. I'll give you a thumbs up. Now, get out of my room. I got to get dressed.
Yep, gives a nod, backs out, leaves.
Okay.
I get sit back down and go back to sleep for 19 minutes.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, you fall back asleep. Should we cut to the meeting?
Yeah, I don't want to. I'm sleeping, so yeah.
Sure, yeah, okay. So, later.
I'm actually curious if Pi does call the meeting.
Yeah. Yes, I think, yeah, Pi gives the announcement, but just plays the recording of Higgs.
Like, yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Tired of giving interpretations of the annual.
Yeah. Okay. So, so you guys are all on the bridge now, and Pi is present as well via the hologram projector. Wu is there, and he's wearing his like engineer's coat over top of his t-shirt. Now you can see the Nika Starlight logo underneath, but he's got the like orange jacket on. And his like face is all covered in grease. He's been hard at work all morning. So you guys are on the bridge. You called the meeting, Higgs. What would you like to discuss?
I walk in. I only put on pants for this. I'm not wearing shoes or a shirt or anything like that. If you're close to me, you could probably smell alcohol of some sort. And I just kind of like look around. I'm just nodding. I'm glad you all made it to the 6th annual meeting here on the Swan Song. I am your host, Wilbur Higgins III, and today we're going to have our computer expert on the ship play a video for us. It was security footage that I recovered in the Higgins Spectacle 01 that happened. 01 for you guys. I start with ever a new crew with a new number. It's really about 78 or something. I lost count.
Prosper is just sitting very like prim and proper, and when Mr. Higgins start talking about the Higgins Spectacle, you know, Prosper interjects, and it was wonderful, Mr. Higgins.
Well, thank you. Please, Miss Piani, can you please
Piani,
play the security footage?
Piani goes over to the closest terminal, and she brings up, you know, she's like typing and moving folders, and if you had to direct your attention to the screen, gentlemen, and she hits play. And suddenly this, like, weird sort of electro, crazy, like, ambient, techno-ish, fast BPM sort of thing starts playing that is, like, this mock-up of, like, Higgs doing the finger dance and then, like, him shooting Randy and then, like, doing the finger dance. And I'm sorry, I hit the wrong file and then I play it regular. It's just about 20 seconds.
Okay.
Okay.
I keep forward the entire time and never turn or say anything.
Yeah, Wu is just staring at Higgs like.
Yeah, I just keep staring. I don't smile. There's no laughter. Complete stone cold face.
Okay.
And then it's playing. The real thing starts playing.
All right. So yeah, it's just a short clip.